We're going to switch gears here rather than take a break. The ladies are in the studio. Once again, Michelle is in the house, the indie comedy of Mom, former OSI Baltimore Community Fellow and founder of Goal Diggers, the Sankofa Project. And two of the young women who are part of that project are with us here in the studio. If I find I have their names here, it's Markia Farmer,
yes.
Right there. And where's the other name? Where is the other name? Well, you'll say the other name.
Destiny Smith.
Destiny Smith. That's right. Mm-hmm. Destiny Smith. Good to have you both with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
So.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Coming on the back of such powerful content, I just want to thank you for letting us be here. And hello to you, Dr. Lester. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. We are excited, Mark. We have just had the reveal of our, Gold Diggers of Sankofa Project has been a project that began as my OSI fellowship began. Back in 2011 is when we inducted our girls into the Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project. And it was a wonderful beginning, and we're coming to the culminating parts of our program with the girls. We have had 15 girls participating, 18 girls we accepted, 15 girls participating that we were accounted for. And very proud that throughout our process, all of our girls who have reached their senior year of high school have completed high school, have all graduated high school. So we're very proud of our graduates. In fact, we have a graduate with us today, and we have one of our girls who has completed her first year of college with us today. And we're very excited to say as well that every girl that has completed high school has gone on to gain college access. So they've all been accepted to college, which is the goal of Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project. But we use a very unconventional method. We use the study of their ancestry, their heritage, their lineage. We've done it in a number of ways, using anthropology, using African dances anthropology. We've also used genealogy research with Ms. Lindra Pratt Marshall, who is now the Commissioner of African American History for the state of Maryland. She helped us with our genealogical research. And just recently, about 7 weeks ago, we had them ethnically DNA tested by an amazing company by the name of African Ancestry, based in the Silver Spring, D.C., Maryland area. Dr. Kittles is the founder, Dr. Kittles and Ms. Gina Page. And so we had us all DNA tested for our ethnic identity. And for those of you all who aren't familiar with that, it's a very thrilling process. It's very simple. It's just a swabbing of our mouths, and then we send those kits back to the geneticist, Dr. Kittles, who has one of the largest databases of African ancestry DNA results, DNA tissue, in his account. So we were blessed to get our results, and we had our reveal ceremony last Thursday. It was a very, very compelling reveal. There were 20 of us tested, 6 advisory, 14 girls. We have one girl that's waiting to be tested. She was away. So one girl, but we have 14 girls that were tested, 6 advisors, and we have 2 of our girls here to talk about the results. I was tested as well.
Well, we'll get to yours last.
I know. Get to mine last. I'm nobody. But we want to talk. We want to hear from Markia and Destiny.
What did you find out, Markia and Destiny?
Well, I found out that I'm 100% European from my mother's side, and that was just, so amazing to find out, because I can say that I know where I come from. And I can tell, when I have kids, I can tell my kids where they come from. So it was very exciting.
What did you find out?
I was excited. I'm from the Sierra Leone tribe in Africa, so I was really excited. I'm 100%. So I can actually tell my family where I'm from, actually tell them where they're from. Like my great-grandmother, my great-great.
So these tests, of course, test the lineage only on one part of the family.
So what we did was what they call the mitochondrial DNA. Right. We did the mother's bloodline, and that's the cell that runs through every generation of every girl born to her mother. And so interestingly, when Markia got tested and hers came out 100% European on her mother's side, we didn't plan for that. We didn't know what to do with that, because with our genealogy research, it came out, it went back to ancestors that were, Civil War and those kinds of things, and they were all of African descent. And so Markia had some feelings about that. I would love for her to tell you. How did you feel about that, Markia, when you found out that on your mother's side you were 100% European?
I was kind of disappointed about it, because everybody else, all the other girls, was from Africa.
But you know that's in there.
It's the same thing I said.
Right, right. So for the listeners,
we would not have expected that given how she looks.
How she looks, and that's it. And that's what I said to her. I said, for 19 years, what have you checked when they say race or ethnicity?
African-American.
African-American. And so I said, so how does that make you feel now? She says, I guess I should check European. I said, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. I said, so here's what we'll do. Here's the beauty. Markia has a beautiful relationship with her father. And so I told her, I said, you know that your African ancestry is in there. It's there. I said, would your father be interested in us doing his paternal test so that we can get her father's ancestry so she can have a full picture? And he absolutely will.
But your mother's African American, right? Right. So, I mean, so yeah. The test didn't – what I'm saying is these right. tests give a limited view of who we are from the past. It's not the entire view.
It's not our entire picture. And that's why we worked hand in hand with the genealogy, too, because we were able to trace back ancestors, you know, in the last 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years, which is critical. But like I shared with the girls, you know, 400-plus years of not knowing anything. This insight is great on either side, of it, you know. So that's where we were with that.
Lester, go ahead.
So I have a question, but we want to save yours for last before I ask that question. Okay. What did yours come up with?
I am of Nigerian descent of the Yoruba and Fulani tribes.
And how did that make you feel?
Absolutely assured, because I believe that I had a genetic unconscious about that because I named my children from birth Yoruba names.
Yeah.
Before I even knew that my ancestry was of the Yoruba tribe. And so it really was almost a coming of, you know, really a full circle experience for me and very rewarding. My grandmother's excited, my mother and my sisters.
So the question, so when I look at the Gold Diggers project, the first thing I'm thinking about is the Black Male Identity Project that your mm-hmm. husband was a part of. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I look at this as kind of compliment's the wrong word. But given so much attention we spend in cities on black men, it seems to me that there should be a focus on black women. Mm-hmm. I see your project. I was wondering how you see your project, you know, how it developed.
Like it shares in our Gold Diggers brochure, you know, our mission is to get these girls to college. Our mission is to get inner city girls to college, particularly from the neighborhood that I was raised in, which is Park Heights. Mm-hmm. And our methodology was that we found research that suggested that kids, immigrant kids who come here willingly, who know their ethnic identity, who have an assured ethnic identity, who know their ancestry, are more likely to complete high school and they go on to college. And so we said if that happens for folks who choose to come here because they have that connection, they have a positive self-concept, and that's what the research talked about, I said, wouldn't it be wonderful to give our girls what we never had, which was an ethnic identity that's assured and help assure their self-concept. I think in that way, girls leave high school and go on to college, and they engage boys differently. They engage the way that they date. They engage the way, you know, the time. I mean, I've seen the difference in my girls since we've been together for the last 2 years, and I wish at the time I'd been savvy enough to do a pretest to see how many of them would want to know, want to be connected to Africa. Because mm-hmm. growing up in this country, we were always told that's the last place you want to be connected to. But like when I first met Destiny when she was just a 10th grader, when I first met Marquia when she was in 10th grade, I wish I would have asked, and we'll institute this in our next cohort, do you even want to be connected to the continent of Africa? Do you understand it's over 56 countries? Do you understand how vast that is? Just to get, you know, where their mind was, where their frame of reference was. Because it's interesting that when Markia found out that on her mitochondrial DNA side, they didn't see any, you know, in antiquity, any African ancestry, she was disappointed. Now, I wonder if she would have been disappointed 3 years ago or 2 years ago when we first met. To say, I'm, you know, European. You know, I just wonder what that process was like. But I just think it shifts their paradigm. It makes them different girls. They've been introduced to college methodologies, Lester. You know, they've been introduced to research. They've been introduced to history. They've been introduced to African dance using it as an anthropological methodology. I mean, they're walking into school every day with a different shift from their other friends in school. I mean, you can ask them themselves that they were talking about it in the car that they feel different.
So, I mean, I mean, one of the things about this, all DNA studies, I think it's important to note, is that they're very limited in terms of what they can really show. Clearly, they're very limited in what they can show who you are, where you come from. But the important, what they do show you, gives you a sense of where you came from in part, which I think is important for all of us. And because none of us know. I mean, what the ancientness is in us. But I'm sorry. I was going to ask a question where the girls are going to go, but go ahead.
Yeah. So what I wanted to hear from the girls, what are your tell me about your thoughts about the program and then what your plans are going forward. What do you see your life goals as?
What do I see my life goals as?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore,
uh-huh.
and I plan on being a sociology/social worker. So I see my life I don't know.
That's good.
I didn't know either. You know more than I did.
You know a lot more than I did after my first year at Marquia.
Yeah, real talk.
Destiny, what about you?
Well, the program is excellent. I love it. I recommend it to all the young teenagers that's out there. I wish we had it sooner. And hopefully my sister can get in it. But, yeah, I will be attending University of Baltimore coming up. And
where you go to high school now?
Well, I just graduated from Northwestern.
From Northwestern, okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I'll be going to University of Baltimore, and I might go undecided right now.
That's fine. As a freshman, undecided is okay.
It's absolutely okay.
Because I changed my major. My first semester, I was a biology major, and I wanted to be a pediatrician all my life since I was 13.
Oh, wow. You
changed that. And I got there, and I was like, mm-mm.
What changed your mind?
It was too hard, and it was, I wasn't interested in it.
Now, what's interesting is that who in Gold Diggers and Sankofa Project are sociologists and social workers with doctorates in both fields?
Miss Donnie.
Miss Dr.
Green and Miss Donnie.
Dr. Green and Dr. McDonald.
Yeah.
Dr. McDonald is one of our advisors. She's been with us for 2 years. She's a tenured professor at Johns Hopkins University. She's a sociologist.
Oh, Katrina.
Yes, Katrina McDonald's been with us, and she had her results as well. And Dr. Makiba Green is a social worker at my alma mater, Bowie State University. She's a tenured professor there. So they have had some effect, wouldn't you say, Markia?
Now I don't have to buy no more books.
At least not biology books.
I was hoping it was a little more profound than that. Now I can get free books.
That's profound.
That is profound. That is insightful. That's insightful. But
so you're going to keep the Gold Diggers going, right?
Yes, we're going to. We have, after this year, we have 3 girls left who are still high school. We have 1 going into her senior year and 2 going into their junior years. And typically the program was supposed to last 2 years. But what we found, Mark, is that once we get these girls into college and we get our big culminating trip is Ghana. We still need help raising money to get the girls to Ghana, West Africa, for a cultural immersion trip. Regardless of what everybody's DNA results, we know that we're of African descent. And so having that experience will just be really the way in which we would send them forward in their next lives. But we will graduate them into the minors, MINERS. So they'll be minors, which means they can also mentor and help us with the next cohort. But our goal is to sustain this program and to interview and take in another cohort now that we can tweak it and write some things and put some things in place. But we still need your help, Baltimore EAA listeners, getting us to Ghana, West Africa, so that the girls can have that last culminating experience that we promised them. Our hope is to make this a model that would work in any inner city, anywhere where there are inner city girls who have a propensity to drop out, a propensity to become young mothers, a propensity to not go to college, a propensity to not be voters, in that area, 21215, lowest voter registration of that age group, high propensity for dropout, high propensity for HIV. So it's just, this is a way in which we can curb that by working with the young women in that community, because we know when you teach a mother, when you teach a woman, you're teaching a nation. You're teaching a community. And so our goal is to make this the model, make this the trainer facility, and take this program. We already have people asking us, when can you bring this to Nashville? Can you bring this to Chicago? Can you bring it to New York? And our answer is yes. We just want to finish what we started with this first cohort, and we want to take that and make it a model that will be sustainable.
Well, this is I love this. It's good to meet the two of you.
Good to meet you.
Congratulations on both your successes.
Mark, before you, do we have a second?
We have
2 seconds. I want you to say the closeout chant that we say every week. Say it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
When I see you, I see myself, rich, full, diverse, and beautiful. I am better because of you. I am stronger, wiser, resilient, because you never stop being you. Everyone wanted to dance with you, say they were you, owned you, lived you, and ultimately let you go. And yet you never stop growing, giving life, or sharing all your glory and riches. I am you, and you are me, Mother Africa, the creator of civilization. And I will dig until I see you in me. And I promise to give back to you, live my dreams, and change how this world sees you and me. Ashe, ashe, ashe.
Chills.
Lovely.
Chills. So for more information, could you just give the...
Yes, we're a part of Fusion Group. So if you go to fusiongroup.com, 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 and click on the Gold Diggers program. You'll see a box that says programs. Go to fusiongroup.com, click on programs, and you'll scroll down, see Gold Diggers. You can donate. You can also support and get insight about us. And follow us on Facebook as well, Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project. We post pictures and all that stuff. So please support us. It's a 501c3 tax-deductible organization, so we could really use your help. Thank you so much for letting us be here, Mark.
Are you kidding me?
Thank you, Dr. Lester.
You are dope. I'm so glad I was here today. Y'all are so dope.
I'm glad you stayed for the rest of it.
Thank you so much. And give your wife my love.
I will.
So good to have you here, Michelle.
Thank you, Mark.
Always, baby. Always good to have you in the studio. And Destiny Smith and Markia Farmer, great to have the two of you in the studio as well.
Thank you.
Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
It's going to be good. I know. I can feel it. It's good to have you all here and contribute and show your support. And I want to thank my dear friend, Dr. Lester Spence, Associate Professor of Political Science and Africana Studies at Johns Hopkins University and the Center for Emerging Media's Media Scholar in Residence for being with us this morning.
This has been dope.
Good to have you here, brother.
You use that word a lot. I'm going to have to come up with another academic term.
Wait a minute. That's not an academic term?
No.
Oh, okay.
It is for less.
It is for less.
It's in my book.
Reminds the Mark Steiner Show is sponsored in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's National Foreclosure Settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. And thank everybody for being with us today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Gunnery, and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Lila Warshaw. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Theme Cuts. New theme music coming up in the next week. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, and hear additional interviews, find the information about our guests and their work, like Gold Diggers, go to steinershow.org, where all the contact information will be. You can now listen and download our podcast on iTunes, so take advantage of that. It's all right there. And that is Howlin' Wolf. Happy birthday, 103rd birthday of Howlin' Wolf today. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Before I say goodbye, stay tuned for Michelle Martin coming up behind us. Tell Me More is on the way. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. My second time.